Germany's chancellor has agreed with the Russian and Ukrainian presidents to allow the European monitors access to the conflict zone in eastern Ukraine. Under the agreement reached in Minsk, the warring parties must start withdrawing their weaponry from the line of fire, but so far neither side has complied. Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky has revealed more dimensions of global spying by the U.S. National Security Agency, NSA. The firm discovered that the NSA has been hiding spying software within hard drives made by top manufacturers. That allows the agency to scoop on the majority of the world's computers. Afghanistan's military has launched an offensive in four districts of the rest of Helmand province in order to weaken the Taliban militants before the start of what it calls the new fighting season. Officials say 76 insurgents were killed during the operation carried out by Afghan police and army forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing criticism at home over his settlement expansion plans on Palestinian land. Former Minister for Judicial Affairs Tzipi Livni says Netanyahu's settlement plans are isolating Israel. She said despite that, the Israeli public has been brainwashed into believing that Israel's global isolation stems from anti-Semitism. Palestinian activists have shut down several U.S. organizations in the Gaza Strip in protest at the killing of three Palestinian-American Muslims in North Carolina last week. Activists say they forced the temporary closure of at least six organizations which were associated with U.S. interests. The Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has called for collective action to confront the ISIL Takfiris. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah strongly condemned the mass killing of Egyptian Christian workers in Libya. He said the Takfiri trend threatens all religions and only serves Israeli interests. The euro slipped to $1.13 in the wake of the breakdown of the bailout talks between Greece and the eurozone finance ministers. That's about a full cent below Monday's rate. U.S. stock futures shed 0.5% in Asia trading, and Japan's Nikkei also fell 0.3%. Thousands of Greeks gather in Athens to show their support for the new anti-austerity government. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is pushing his eurozone counterparts to reduce the country's debt burden. He's due in Brussels again for crucial talks. The first round of talks ended without a deal on Monday.